Matt Hall with us. We got Matt Hall back in the sports world a little bit on NowDecatur.com at the undefeated series.
Yes. It's nice to be back. It's nice to be on the sidelines running around. I haven't done that in a long time.
And, you didn't have to go through those 9 boring weeks. You just get to come along in the playoffs.
Yeah, exactly right. I'm not worried about putting the highlights together. I'm like, I'm going to get some shots.
There's 9 other radio stations doing the same thing.
Yeah, it's I heard that.
I like one radio station tweets that if you don't want a scratchy AM signal for the Moroa St. Teresa game, listen to this clear FM station. We've been on FM for over a year.
Yeah.
There's an FM station for WSOY.
They're throwing shade at us?
Oh, yeah. There's always just one person that does it.
Is it the same one that was that?
Yeah, it's always
hijacked?
The same person. Yeah, it's always the same person. Saying listen to their FM, even though there's 103.3 FM.
If you and 9 others want to be the ones to listen.
Brett Zerfowski said they'll have the call.
They will.
The premium call.
On also crystal clear FM signals.
They will.
Yeah. What's going on, Matt? We're not here just to talk about this. What's going
on? No, we're not. This is I got approached a couple months ago. There is something called the Trojan Cash Bash happening tomorrow night at the draft. Okay. It is a fundraiser going for the Moroa Forsyth post prom for this coming post prom. And Melanie Schilling had reached out to me a couple months back saying, "Hey, we'd love to have you come out here. I think it'd be fun." I'm like, "Cool." And then I hadn't really thought about it. And then I'm like, "You know what? I should probably make sure I'm still doing this." And we are. And I decided if I can come in here real quick and kind of throw it out there that there are still tickets available. If people want to come out, then come check it out and have a good time before some football game that happens on Saturday.
Yeah, it's going to be okay. It's an okay event.
It is.
Hopefully there's not as many people show up at the draft. I don't think they can handle it.
I don't think they can. There's only 300 tickets available, from my understanding. So it's $50 raffle ticket, $50 per ticket. There's a $300 grand prize, $3,000 grand prize, $5,000 overall given away. There's going to be cash drawings throughout, silent auction, light hors d'oeuvres. There's a DJ and some dancing happening. So I clearly will not be out on that dance floor.
But you're the MC, so you should also be the DJ on the ones and twos.
Oh, my goodness. I will run that place down.
Is it DJ Jimmy Peck?
I don't know who it is. I'm intrigued to see who it's going to be. I don't know. Maybe Jimmy Peck. Maybe it's me and my indie rock talents. And
I'd rather hear your indie rock talents than 15 Kid Rock songs, because that's what Jim Peck would do.
Well, look, you can only play Cowboy 100 times.
And Cowboy!
Ba-wa-da-ba.
American
Ba-wa-da-ba.
Bad Tale or whatever else you got.
What time does it start?
It started, so 6:30 is happy hour. 7 o'clock is when the first drawing starts. And this is going to go on until, I believe, about 10 o'clock.
So the draft is closed to everybody but people that buy tickets to this?
That I know of.
Okay.
The first winning ticket drawn at the draft, Sports Bar and Grill. But didn't know anything about it being closed. So I believe it's still
open.
Okay,
so you can get in.
Yeah.
Just if you want to be in the drawing and try and win some money.
Exactly right. Swing on by and we'll all try to keep you entertained and it'll be a good time.
All right. Pat Hall going to be in the house?
That I'm not sure of. I'm not totally sure what his plan will be pregame.
Do the honky tonk man dance.
I mean, probably. That's usually on game day with double mint gum in his mouth and then trying to yell something and then spilling it out. That's usually how it works for Dad.
That was the greatest, funniest timed moment.
It was.
I think we were in Marshall, right?
I thought it was Bismarck Henning, but maybe it was Marshall. It was. I was in the studio at the time being a producer. It was a while back.
The beginning of Matt even working here was being a producer for our football games.
Yes. Yeah.
And Matt's dad is an assistant coach at Moroa.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked down at Pat Hall. He's trying to get the crowd and the players to make some noise because I think it was a pretty big third down.
Yeah.
And when he yells, "Come on," and puts his hand up, his gum flies out of his mouth. So I'm laughing at that. And then they run the play, and they run this little swing wheel route to Wyatt Washburn.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like thrown to the wrong shoulder, so he deflects it over his head, and then he turns to the outside shoulder and catches it while he's going around the corner, goes up the sideline for a touchdown. It was just this unbelievable moment that I have always said was inspired by Pat Hall spitting his gum out. And then I made up that he picked it up and put it back in his mouth. I don't know if he did.
It would surprise me, because that double mint gum lasts forever, apparently, and it's gold to him. So even though it's 25 cents in a vending machine.
For 5 pieces.
Yeah. Choose them all at once.
The one thing that hasn't gotten more expensive in the world. Double mint, and big red, and juicy fruit.
Because it's made by something that's terrible.
Anyways. Yeah, that was probably like 2011.
It had to have been 2011, 2012. One of the two.
Washburn's like married now.
I thought it was maybe that was the season I thought the Stells really got hurt. That was when they lost to Casey.
Okay.
I thought
so. That was Jack's freshman year.
That would have been 11,
8 years ago.
Yeah. It's crazy.
It's 2010, 2011. So
wow.
Time is 7 years ago, I guess technically.
Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah whatever it is. I think 2011 was it. So. You just never know. Pretty excited for the game? You're only going to see part of it.
I am going to see part of it. I'll be at Argentina Camp Point to start off with. We're doing our unbeaten series that's on the website right now. And Unbeaten Part 4 will go up tonight. We're talking to the coaches. It's semifinal week, so we're talking to Coach Kirk and Coach Ramsey and Coach Dostis and getting everybody ready to play. So I'm going to start there and shoot highlights there. We actually have our sister station in Springfield, Channel 1450, has helped us out throughout the playoff year with Maroa highlights. So they're going to be out there covering that for a little bit. Lindsay will be out with Brian doing extra video footage there. And then I'm going to leave Argenta. Lindsay's going to take my spot. I'm going to come over to Maroa, go over to St. T for the Maroa Bulldog game and catch the finale if I can get over there.
Hopefully there's a lot of trophies being lifted.
Hope so.
Hopefully there's two trophies being lifted for local team. We know somebody's losing on Saturday.
Yes.
But hopefully two of the three will move on. Which for the first time I think that I can remember that that this county was represented by two teams when Moreau and St. T each made it 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It would be pretty awesome to be able to do that again.
Yeah, oh my goodness.
The newspaper coverage area is so much broader.
Yes.
But how about if 1A, 2A, and 3A has three old-school OCA teams playing for a state title? That would be great.
That would be fantastic. Yeah. It could feasibly happen here.
Yeah. Yeah, a guy last night said, how about four OCA teams? And I had thought of it, but it really hadn't clicked that all four of them are undefeated.
Yeah, I know. That's crazy.
And I'm like, and he goes, four OCA teams would have been undefeated. I go, I know what you're saying. They wouldn't have been undefeated, though.
Right. Oh, like, yeah.
Two of them would have been in the black division. Two would have been in the blue. So two of them were guaranteed at least one loss. And if the cross schedule had worked out, there's a chance like one of them could have three losses.
Yeah.
If they'd have played each other.
Yeah.
It's amazing how it works out.
It is. It is. You know, what's interesting is had Concord beat Camp Point.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been a rematch from 42 years ago when Argenta was in the semifinals against Concord Ontario.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know that until I went into the interview with Coach Kirk, and I guess the Prairie Post guy had it. Do you remember the Prairie Post that said that their little newspaper over there?
Are they saying this is the fifth semifinal trip?
From what I understand, this is the first time they've been in the semifinals, I think, since 42 years ago.
No, they were there in the 90s.
Okay.
But it is the most wins they've ever had.
Yes, that's what it is. The first time they've been undefeated in 42 years, they went back for this. Yes, that's right. I follow what you're saying now.
So 42 years ago would have been, that's the 70s then. Okay, so that was a semifinal trip. So they've been to the semis, because I thought that there was one less round in the 70s.
Right.
And there was.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're saying that 42 years ago they made the semis, that would have been the first time they made it. They made it four times under Tom Sanchez, twice in the 80s and twice in the early 2000s.
Okay.
So, was it the 80s or the 90s? Whatever it was, he went twice the first time he coached football there. Then he went twice again the next two times. So this is their sixth trip then.
First time they're hosting. This is the first time they're going to host
first
this
year. First time they'll host the semifinals. Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Yeah, because they'd always been in the OCA, so they always had a few losses, but they were prepped and ready.
Yep.
The Brandon Gotts and Cordis Stitt teams were the early, like 2002 and 3, yeah. I think it was.
Yeah, that's right.
I just came out with the first two. I think they were in the mid-80s.
Had to have been, yeah.
Yeah. But that was also under Sanchez.
Mm-hmm.
He stopped coaching for a while, and then they made it again. Because there was never more rounds of the playoffs. They played 13 games those 2 years. That's why I know they made the semis. So.
And that always screws up my math. But you go to the IHSA records, they don't post how exactly how far they went. It's
yes.
Just, they went to the quarterfinals. Great. So how many did they actually do?
Yeah, and you're like, what's a 10 wins? How far did you have to have played?
Did they get this? Carry the one?
Or 10 games, I should say.
Fail. Yeah.
All right. Tomorrow night, fundraiser, go win some cash at the draft. $50 to participate in that. How many chances to win did you say?
There's 300 total. There's only 300 available, I believe.
Okay.
300? Let me double check the mind.
But they're just drawing a whole bunch of different chances.
Only 300 tickets available. Yeah. So there's light appetizers, silent auction, DJ. They're going to do cash drawings throughout the night from the tickets there, with the grand prize being $3,000.
You're a Maroa guy. You're a homer, but you've picked against Maroa in the past. Do we know what you're doing tomorrow when we make our picks yet? You don't have to give it away if you don't want to.
I don't yet. And I think part of it is the fact that the weather is going to play into it now. I know both Argenta and St. Teresa, they're asking people to come out and help today to get snow cleared off.
Yeah.
And that's, I'm not sure what kind of field condition that's going to be. On Saturday, I know it's supposed to be, I believe, sunny tomorrow, but a high of 40. So I assume it's going to be damp then, and probably a little damp on Saturday too. So
I think Argenta can, maybe they're afraid to because it's the first year, but I think, Milliken is, they've got a tractor on their field,
right,
clearing the snow. I think Argenta could probably do that. Maybe they're afraid to do it in the
sure,
first
year. It is. You're what, 4 months into having that thing? Yeah. I would be scared of, I'm scared to walk on it.
There's also not a game at Milliken.
Right.
So just in case, if it does, they've got a whole year.
Right.
Maybe they don't want to put, because they are playing on it. So I could see Argenta being a little nervous about throwing some shovels. And
it's going to be a good game, I think. Both of them are. I really think, from what I've seen of Camp Point film on Twitter and other things, they've got some talent. They've got some size on their line.
Western Illinois football.
It is.
I think it started with Carthage. They had this legendary coach, brought the wing tee in,
mm-hmm.
and then he started teaching other coaches it, and then they started going to other schools.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just like this tree has grown. and Camp Point, Triopia, Mount Sterling, Brown County, Carthage, they all run this double wing T, which is basically the letter T, the quarterback under center, a fullback and two backs behind him. Sometimes they're in a wing position, but you just got guys crossing and mm-hmm. you don't know where the ball is. It's a nightmare to call on radio.
It is.
We're just like, and?
Try shooting it. On that eye level, you're like, okay, did I lose it? Yep, lost him. There
you
go.
You're not going to find the ball because they're also behind a bunch of big old ponies that are they're off.
Oh, it's like Tri Valley when they have their quarterback that's 5'1" under there. You're like, where did he go? I don't even know what happened. So, yeah, that's. But I think, you know, Arjuna clearly has to still guys to do it. They're going to be on their home turf field. They're going to have some speed, I think. They can, we know we can make plays. We saw them against A&M.
Yeah.
They can break things open pretty quick. So, yeah. I think they've got a chance for sure. I'm not saying that.
Kai Stanley went to another level of mm-hmm. athlete, and I think he did it on Saturday.
Yeah.
What he was doing on both sides of the ball with his toughness. He's a very quick, athletic quality running back already.
Mm-hmm.
But now I kind of felt like he went to another level of, I'm going to run these guys over too.
Mm-hmm.
He got to the line of scrimmage in one play against A&M, and a kid had wrapped him up and kind of slipped off him, but had his jersey.
Mm-hmm.
He was dead to right. It was over. Yeah. The play is over. But the weird thing was nobody was coming to help. This player's got his jersey, and he just keeps fighting and tugging and pull. And suddenly he pulls away, and he goes 80 yards for the touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he's gone to another level. And his brother's playing really well on defense mm-hmm. as well. And Skylar Peterson is hitting the heck out of people. And
yeah.
The guys on the front. I mean, the team is ready. Josh Williams, hopefully he's healthy
mm-hmm.
at quarterback. So. And you feel like it's okay what you've...
Yeah, from my understanding, from my understanding, he could have played. I think Coach Kirk was actually on the radio with somebody else earlier on this week, and he said, look, he could have played. So I think he's fine, ready to go, which is good.
If he says that to me, I'm going to call him on lip service because I had to watch Josh get helped off the field at halftime.
Sure.
But I think maybe by the end of it, hopefully he just couldn't feel it.
Sure, and that could have been because it was chilly that
yes.
day. It was chilly that day.
A little gross.
Look, Moreau and St. It's going to be a fun one. It's going to be a great one. Looking forward to seeing all the crowd there. Looking forward to I don't think it's going to be a blowout either way. Mm-hmm. I think they match up pretty well.
Not a lot of things compare to this.
No.
I mean, first of all, it is the biggest game the county's ever seen.
Uh-huh.
But the few things we have that's even close is like Arjuna and St. T played at St. T in one of those 2000 years in mm-hmm. the quarters.
Mm-hmm.
They were not both undefeated. In fact, I don't think either team was undefeated. Maybe St. T was. But Arjuna beat him that day,
mm-hmm.
and they beat him kind of handily,
mm-hmm.
And they went on and lost in the semifinal. So it's just like that's the closest thing we have. We said this a year ago, and we really started saying it in August that, yeah, wouldn't it be fun if we could get both these teams undefeated and somehow there's the right amount of undefeated teams that they don't play each other until the semis, and
mm-hmm.
it just adds to it that they're the one and the two seed. And,
mm-hmm.
It's great.
I think Brady pulled some strings and got some help.
You think that's what it was?
Yeah, that's what happened. Like,
hey, what do we got to do to make sure you don't lose this game at Athens?
It's me, guys. Oh, we're good. We got it covered.
Here's some candy bars.
It's going to be fun. I can't imagine. I know, you know, Max Pigskin Diner is going to be ridiculous.
Oh, my gosh. And Curly's.
Oh, Curly's going to be unbelievable. I think there's going to be so many things happening. And
is the tailgate show at the stadium or is it across the street?
I don't know. Right?
It's one thing I've heard.
I can't remember where we're at. Brian told me. I totally forgot. I'm blanking on where we're at now.
I know it's presented by Hickory Point Bank.
It's at the
Point
Kennel,
Bank.
Right?
Yeah.
It is. Okay, it is at the Kennel. Okay.
But it's, it's going to be, you're right. That's right. Man, that place is unbelievable, by the way. I've never been there before until last week.
A lot of things that used to kill rodents.
Yeah.
That are now stuffed in there.
Yeah. Exactly right.
What's that, an elk? Have you been, do you see the gigantic,
the biggest
head of it? I think it's an elk.
I was too busy looking at the cars myself.
The cars are fantastic.
Those are unbelievable. And the giant grill that I know is going to be rocking that day. Oh. It's going to be fun. We all wish for this.
Thing, yeah.
I hope it's going to be a great game. I think it's going to be a great game. Both teams are going to be ready to go. It's Justice and Ramsey, two of the best we've got.
Yeah.
Two of the best maybe we've ever had.
Yeah.
You know, what Ramsey did at A&M and what he's been doing now at St. T and what Josh has done in the last 15 years, it's ridiculous. And
one of them already has a field named after him, and the other one will.
Oh, I would hope so.
Yeah. I mean, 7 state championship trips.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anywho. Yeah. So it's going to be fun.
Good to see you.
Unbeaten part 4 up later on this evening, 7 o'clock on Facebook. So okay. Check it out.
So part 4, you're going to feature all 3 teams in it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we go. What we'll do is basically until somebody loses, and then we will say goodbye to them in the following video. So
gotcha.
There's not a whole lot left. We've got this game here and then
hopefully
state.
It's goodbye to everybody at state. Well, one's getting a goodbye.
One's going to go for sure. We know that
yeah.
For the next round, and then we'll see. So It's great. Check it out. Make sure you keep watching them, share it out, and hope everybody enjoys them.
Saturday's going to be wild. 11:30 a.m. Road to the State Championship Tailgate Show presented by Hickory Point Bank. Are you on with that, Brian and you and Brett and Seth?
Or? Arjuna. I'll be heading over to Arjuna.
Oh, you already be over there with yeah, that's yep. The same with me. So, yeah, the crew will be across the street from St. T. And then 12:30 pregame and 1 o'clock kickoff for both of us.
Goodness.